4.1. 1.
The film is set in 13th century Scotland. Mel Gibson plays the Scottish rebel William Wallace, who tries to overthrow the English who ruled Scotland at that time. One of the most memorable scenes is the Battle of Stirling, when Wallace's army, hopelessly outnumbered, wait in an open field for the English to attack. The English fire thousands of arrows into the air, but the Scots defend themselves with shields. Then the English knights on horseback charge at full speed, but at the last moment the Scottish troops raise their spears and the English knights are thrown from their horses and slaughtered. A fierce battle then takes place and Wallace's army are victorious. The scene is not a model of historical accuracy, but with its spectacular special effects and stunts, it's tremendous fun. They may take our lives, but they will never take our freedom!
2.
Gone with the Wind is based on the best-selling book by Margaret Mitchell. It tells the story of a manipulative woman, Scarlett O'Hara, played by Vivian Leigh, and an unscrupulous man, Rhett Butler, Clark Gable, who carry on a turbulent love affair in the American South during the Civil War. The Confederates, the side Scarlett's family supports, are losing, and Scarlett is living in Atlanta, which is besieged by the Union Army. She escapes and goes home, only to find her mother dead, her father disoriented, and her family home looted. She asks for food and is told the soldiers have taken everything. In this dramatic scene, Scarlett, starving and desperate, suddenly sees a turnip in the ground. She falls on it, pulls it from the ground and eats it. She is nearly sick, then rises from the ground, looks round the ruined land and vows, "As God is my witness, I'll never be hungry again."
3.
This epic film tells the story of the rise and fall of a slave in the Roman Empire. Spartacus, Kirk Douglas, is trained as a gladiator, but he rebels against his Roman owner and escapes. He forms an army of slaves and becomes their leader. Although they have fewer weapons and are less well organised, they win several victories against the Roman forces which are sent to put down the rebellion. But a final climactic battle just outside Rome results in the total defeat of the rebel army, with heavy casualties on both sides and the capture of many of the survivors, including Spartacus. Crassus, Laurence Olivier, the Roman general, promises the captives that they will not be punished if they will identify Spartacus. In this powerful scene, one by one, each surviving soldier stands and shouts out, "I'm Spartacus." Crassus finally condemns them all to be executed in a mass crucifixion along the Appian Way.